Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of the world. On the big screen, the apocalypse has already arrived this summer, with the end coming via hordes of zombies, as in World War Z, by the raging hellfire of the biblical judgment day, as in This Is the End, or by enormous alien creatures rising from the sea, as in the upcoming Pacific Rim. As it so happens, the end of all things has also arrived on stage at Sebastopol's Main Stage West Theater, where Exit the King, Eugene Ionesco's absurdist exploration of death and the world's pitiful ultimate demise, is running for one last weekend. You really should see it while you still can. Directed by Beth Craven, with wicked humor, confident grace, and a certain stylish intensity, Exit the King takes place on the last day of the world, which seems to be cracking apart, even as the aged and ailing King Berenger is informed he is dying. He has, as one of his two queens informs him, until the end of the play, it's that kind of play, to make peace with his fast approaching death. King Berenger is played by Fred Kerchak, with a mind-boggling physical commitment and a stirring sense of outraged one-last-shot desperation. King Berenger goes through all the various stages of anger, denial, depression, bargaining, and not-quite-acceptance as he is pushed toward the abyss and or pulled back again by Queen Marguerite, who's tired of him, and Queen Marie, who loves him in spite of his many, many flaws. The queens are played by Laura Jorgensen and Ilana Neuberger, and the rest of Berenger's rapidly shrinking kingdom are played by John Craven as the slightly sinister court physician and Keith Baker as a directionally challenged knight whose primary purpose seems to be turning the king's words into public pronouncements. It's a strange play, there's no getting around that, and by strange I mean strange. There's really no plot to speak of, and yet there is a strong narrative drive to Ionesco's methodical, step-by-step tour through the experience of dying. Berenger is not happy about dying and tries to convince everyone he's fine, but he's definitely dying, and none of his flights of verbal poetry will stop that. One wouldn't think that this could possibly be much fun to watch, but it frequently is. And then, when it moves into its most absurd moments, with the stage starting to fall apart all around the actors, one might not be prepared for how moving the ending is. It's a long play, though Craven has cut nearly 30 minutes from the script. But of course it's long. Berenger knows his life will end when the play does, so he'll do whatever it takes to keep the play going. Kerchak, who rarely performs in shows he hasn't written himself, brings a lifetime of craft and passion to this role, which is a tour de force of verbal and physical pyrotechnics. For the final 14 minutes, after one final self-absorbed yelp of life-grabbing emotion, Kerchak plays a whole symphony of expressions and bodily changes without speaking a word. It's impressive and worth experiencing before the run concludes, or the world ends, whichever comes first. Exit the King runs Thursday through Sunday at Main Stage West, mainstagewest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my